Welcome, beautiful one, to the Remarkable Souls podcast. I'm your host, Ann Ribley, here to share with you insights, inspiration, and interviews on what it means to become a remarkable soul. This week's Monday mantra, I resonate with light shining radiance. What is so beautiful about the Monday mantra is the day Monday originates from the word moon day. And the moon is the rhythm keeper of Earth, filled with natural synchronistic movement. So Mondays begin the movement of the week, an energetic shift in how we approach what we get done. So oftentimes when I give the Monday mantra, it's really to set the tone for the week. It's to set the tone for the movement of the energy for the week. So we have the opportunity to use the Monday mantra throughout the week as a time to set our intention, give clarity, and the energy that we want ahead for the week, our movement into the week. So I realize that some of you are getting this later in your day on Monday, as I'm just coming off of a week of facilitating writer's retreat. I also got to spend this past weekend at a special event for my birthday celebration with some gifted tickets for up close and personal, very close to a venue that Eckhart Tolle was speaking at. And it's funny, everybody was asking me, Ann, how was the Eckhart Tolle event? And even if I could tell you exactly what his message was, which is resonant in the thread that falls through all of his work, which is the power of now, the presence of now, and how all of our power exists in that power presence of now. What was so significant, though, beyond just the message about how there's the horizontal part of life, which is time, which is life conditions, which is the movement of external. There's the internal, which he calls more the vertical line, the depth, that connection. And that's what's the power of doing these Monday mantras, is the power of that depth, of setting some tone and connection to the resonant energy that we want to bring forward in the movement as we move through our week. You know, he did say something interesting during this talk. He was saying that the contemplative life, you know, when monks, priests, nuns, you know, monasteries were set up for someone to devote their life to more of the inner depth, he called them frequency holders for our humanity. And I love that term, how he said frequency holders, because I feel this is what we have the power to use a Monday mantra for, even the mantras in general. They become frequency holders into the movement of energy. So today's Monday mantra, I resonate with light shining radiance. It's your spirit's light radiating the transforming energy that connects you to the power of life. Using this mantra, you can become the beacon of light that leads, lends, and lifts shared energy with all your encounters for today, tomorrow, and throughout the week. Show up, be seen, and let your light shine. And you can use these anchoring words from the mantra, light shining radiance, as your reminding mantra to empower the energy into your field of rapport. I love these three words, rapport, resonate, reciprocate. It's about our dance of the movement of energy that goes back and forth. What are we in rapport with? What is the energy that we're resonating back and forth between our experience on the internal and out and through life, so that we're then creating what we're in reciprocation of? Everything instantly becomes beautiful when you allow the resonating power of light to radiate this connection of being intentional with lifting up your vibrational energy to resonate with the light shining radiance that is you. There is a story that Oprah shares about a plane crash that happened and an interview she did with a pilot that survived it. He watched when his plane crashed, the back end of his plane become engulfed with flames. And as that happened, he saw the light shining radiance of the souls of those people that were on board that plane. And he watched their light, their souls, lift up out of the plane. And he said, some were brighter than others. And he said, I don't know what is after this life. And I don't have the answers to a God or not. But what I know is that we have a light within us. And I saw it that day. And some lights were brighter than others. And I made a commitment to myself, living through this plane crash and getting the chance to live my life, that I will devote the rest of my life making my light shine as bright as possible. And Oprah talks about the story about the effect and the sticking power this had, because there's a resonance of truth to it. And that's what this mantra offers to you. Miracles and serendipity are drawn into that light shining radiance. All you have to do is look at a newborn baby. They are naturally a gift of light shining radiance, and we're drawn to it. We are drawn into it. And that is the gift of you, my beloved beautiful. Your light shining radiance. Show up, be seen, and let your light shine. I resonate with light shining radiance. With light shining radiance, that is the rapport. That is the resonance that then reciprocates a frequency out into the world that then lifts us all up to a better place. Let the movement of your week be filled with light shining radiance. And if you find these podcasts helpful or inspiring, please leave a rating and review. It definitely helps this podcast reach other people. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.